I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Credit Union, great rates for the sports fan, and you can visit PenFed.org for more details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle. I get that mic on.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville is here.
Yes, sir, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Good morning.
Didn't watch the fourth quarter. But Alabama wins another national championship. And it's apparently a very exciting fourth quarter.
They're a dynasty.
It's a great game.
I turned it off when it was 13-7. I think Alabama just scored. They'd gone to the freshman quarterback.
Ballsy move, too. Mm.
And the freshman quarterback had delivered on a drive. Close it to 13-7. And I just figured, you know what? Alabama's going to win.
I actually didn't think so, because then Georgia scored on the ensuing drive, the long pass to Holman, whatever his name was, almost stepped out of bounds, but that was impressive. And I went to bed, I think they did score, there was interception.
That was one of the biggest plays, is that second interception, because they had just picked them off, they're in Alabama territory, they're at like the 40,
right,
and they're up 13, they got a chance to at least put up another field goal, and then he gives it right back.
Yeah, and that's when I went to bed, and while they did have momentum, I thought, I think Georgia's going to pull this out. And then I woke up this morning, and I was a little bit stunned.
I wasn't stunned. I mean, that's six now national titles for Nick Saban.
Yeah, five at Alabama in the last 9 years.
That's the way the game played out, I was stunned.
Yeah. Other than I felt like there were a few runs in the first half where Georgia could run the football, but most of the time they just couldn't do anything.
Yeah, but they were effective. I mean, 13-0 at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
They were very effective.
Michelle ended up having 100 yards.
Yeah.
And that Fromm kid
they got
is going to be, he's
good.
Gonna be a sick pro.
He's good.
Whenever he gets to the NFL.
True freshman.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive.
It's a big stage.
But the freshman from Alabama.
He showed some leaks there in the second half.
He missed a guy.
I was telling the guys
that,
you know, he makes the move and he benches Jalen Hurts, who at one point this year they were like saying he was a potential Heisman candidate. He can't throw the ball.
Can't.
But anyway.
Well, he refuses to throw downfield.
He benched Jalen Hurts and they put in Tua. I don't know how to pronounce
TT. Just call him TT.
The kid from Hawaii.
Right. I saw him on that Elite 11 show. I've told you guys for years I love the Elite 11 with Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
I believe he won it.
Mm-hmm.
So after the game, I saw
supposedly
a quote where he said, I can't believe
prospects.
Nick Saban found me. Of course he found you. You're the best high school quarterback in the country.
He was the number one dual threat.
That kid is never going to buy anything for the rest of his life in the state of Alabama after that throw.
And now, you know, if Hurts wins that game, then obviously Hurts is the guy going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
But now, just like what's going on at Georgia, Jacob Eason gets hurt and loses his job, and Fromm is the guy. You know, Jacob Eason has to transfer.
Right.
Now you wonder what Hurts does.
Now it's in question.
It was remarkable.
Because
though,
TT is the guy.
He's got to be the guy.
He's got to be the guy.
Hurts was like running on the field. He was the first one to congratulate him. After the game, he had all the right things to say. That kid is classy as hell.
He's a kid.
I could see him staying. And maybe he'll play like safety or something. Or, you know what I mean? I have no idea. Maybe he'll find a role for him.
If he wants to play quarterback.
He can't play at the NFL level.
Saban is so ruthless that he could compartmentalize what Tua did and say, look, we appreciate your contribution, but Hurts is still my guy.
I doubt it.
Going forward.
I don't know.
I doubt he's too talented.
I don't know why Tua would stay then. You know,
I don't know.
Tua probably feels like he's the guy there. But, Hurts is a good kid, very humble.
Really impressed by him.
His dad's a high school football coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's just an incredible story there in the second half. Alabama outscores Georgia 26-10 in the second half.
I hit my teaser, by the way. Ship the chips.
You did.
It's nice to get on the winning side. I was
by the way.
I just wanted Georgia to win the game. Here's your 10 OU. But
I woke up this morning, though, to a ton of tweets on Junks Radio requesting your college
roll down tide.
Like what?
Your college kickers suck rant.
Oh, you mean because
the guy hooked the
Papanastos
game
missed it?
Didn't come back to haunt him.
Alabama, I guess, could have won in regulation.
Well, he missed two, actually.
And he missed an awful.
It was like a 28-yarder or
kick.
Something.
Well, yeah.
It happens.
College kickers are terrible. Although the kid from Georgia hit the 51-yarder.
What did I win $10 for? I'm not even sure what I won.
That's
the previous Giants bet?
No, that's the net from the Giants bet and the Fantasy Football League. That's what you ended up winning from me.
Hey, I'm bitter. You got money. I don't.
That was a great game, though. I just get so bitter when
Saban. How long did you stay up? Because you're typically an early to bed guy.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock.
So you didn't watch any live?
Got up at 3:30, watched the whole game this morning.
I can't pull that move.
It's a bizarre
when
bit,
I wake
but that's
up,
what he does.
It's throw the clothes on and warm up the car.
Got I guess at, that's plenty of time to warm up the car, though, if you get up at 3:30.
I got up at 3:30 and watched the first half, and then it was about 4.
Do you walk the
15.
Dog?
No, the dog was snoozing. It's about 4:15. I said, I probably should go out and warm the car up. And then I went outside and almost fell over and
right.
hit my head.
Right.
Because I was sliding down my driveway. And so the car warmed up for a good half hour.
You look like Jay Beagle on your driveway.
Yeah, right.
Skating around.
So I watched the entire game this morning. Fast forward.
He burns a lot of gas on his driveway. Going no miles. Just sitting there.
Does that burn nearly as much gas as actually driving? Just sitting there idling?
Well, you're not hitting the gas.
No, it was
fine. Can't be that much.
Believe me, it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's better than going out there and scraping for 10 minutes.
Of course.
Much better than that.
I'm gonna Google it and see how much it...
Yeah, find that out, please.
I get so bitter when Saban wins. I get bitter.
Well, he's the greatest college coach in college football history.
I know, he's Belichick.
He just is.
He's a Grinch.
I don't like Belichick. I don't
That's
like
fine,
Saban.
But you have to respect the greatness. I mean, he's the greatest.
Well, he gets the best players, too. But yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, if you're a great player, why wouldn't you consider going to Alabama?
That's the other thing.
Because it's in Alabama.
Okay,
yeah,
well, it's
you know
it's
you're going to the league.
It's a pro player factory.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's what struck me watching that game is how many NFL players were on that field last night.
So many.
On both sides.
Yep.
On both sides of the ball, too.
That kid, is it Daron Payne, the guy who scored last week?
Yep.
I mean, that guy is
a stud.
He is an earth mover. In the middle.
But, you know, what an unbelievable story for him to bench his starting quarterback. I mean, you can't really blame him. They had three completions in the first half. He had 21 yards.
Just the running game wasn't going to get it done.
He'd only been shut out in a first half twice in the last 10 years.
Right.
Twice.
That was shocking to see that Georgia took a 13-0 lead into halftime. You knew it wasn't going to stand up. You knew that Alabama was going to come back in the second half.
And I can't believe on 2nd and 26 they blew that coverage. Cannot believe the safety's not over there.
Boy, threw a dime.
It's a great throw, but the safety has to be there. I'm sure they weren't expecting that, but, I mean, you just can't allow that.
But I agree with you with Nick Saban.
That's
going to
haunt that kid. That's going to haunt him for the rest of his career.
I've never seen him smile during an interview. And he does a lot of interviews. He seems so unpersonable.
Saban?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a Grinch.
He's like Belichick.
He's Belichick.
Yeah.
He and Belichick the same person.
I'm sure when he's with his boys, he's fine.
But I don't know.
And they both.
I'm sure he is with his boys.
They both combined have 11 championships.
He's got, you know, he's got a contempt for the media. Doesn't care. He has no use for it.
Right.
He doesn't care. But I guarantee you when he's with his boys, he's silly.
Yeah, he's smiling. He's got his hands raised. Look, smiling right there. So much
smiling. By the way, the play before is completely Rick. He was about to slam his.
Well, that's what makes him great.
Yeah, yeah.
Headphones because of the sack.
Well, yeah, he took a 16-yard loss. Am I the only guy who watched the entire game?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I watched the game.
Yeah. You watched it last night?
Well, yeah.
What time did it end? Midnight?
Probably about 12:15.
No, after midnight.
Was it? You're butt tired right now.
I didn't see Kendrick Lamar for 1 second at halftime.
I actually did watch some of that.
I didn't see any of that.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of recording it.
You don't have to watch it?
I went right through that.
Right.
The last thing I wanted was Kendrick Lamar in my life.
I actually thought it was decent.
I mean, I don't have anything against Kendrick Lamar. It's just I don't like his music. I guess that's something against him.
Right.
But I had
you
no
don't
desire
like the
to
genre.
Watch the halftime.
You don't really like the genre. You're not really a hip-hop guy.
For the most part, you're correct.
Yeah.
Saw a story last week that rap had overtaken rock and roll as the most popular genre in America now.
Was there even rock and roll anymore?
Yeah, what is rock and roll?
Has it happened 20 years ago? Just happened?
You guys argued with me. I was throwing groups like Imagine Dragons as rock. That's modern day rock.
Ugh, that's just pop.
I don't even consider it rock.
Take It All Back by Judah and the Lion is a smash
hit. I consider it pop.
Valdez is going to play it next.
Well, it's rock. nowadays.
I guess.
And by the way, Bama's going to be number one again next
year. They're already the favorite to win it all.
Yeah, they're going to be preseason number one.
At the Vegas Super Bowl.
Well, they will be perennially as long as you're alive.
Probably. Well, as long as Saban's there, yeah.
They're always
once Saban retires.
And all he does is when his guys leave, like Kirby Smart, he just slaps them around. When his assistants leave and then he faces them, he just dominates them. I believe he's 12-0 lifetime with that win last night.
Yeah, but that game could have gone either way, though. It wasn't like he dominated him. The game could have gone
either
way.
Well, he dominates his assistants when they leave.
Well, Kirby dominated him in the first half, but he got him in the second half.
Right.
He did.
That was a tale of two halves.
Yeah.
But Bama will be one, and I assume Georgia will be number two.
Probably.
Because they got the quarterback back. Now, they lose both the running backs, but they just reload at running back.
By the way, the genetic pool for the Ridleys is pretty good.
Not bad. I mean,
stud receivers on both sides of that game last
night.
Not
bad.
And the one is going to be a top 10 pick whenever he comes out in the NFL draft. I'm sure the younger one at Georgia is going to be the same.
Yeah, he was really
when
good.
He comes out.
The genetic pool for all of them is silly.
Yeah, but when you
everybody
have brothers on the same, you know, on the opposing sides, both on SEC teams, right. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I mean, how many NFL players were on that field, not just the ones playing, but the ones that are, you know, redshirting? Let's say there's 160 players, right?
50.
At minimum.
I would guess.
Yeah.
10 every
there
year.
There have to be.
I would say 10. More than 10.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that was a great game. But like I told Drabby, this is a weird town. Like, no one around here will care for beyond tomorrow.
No, of course not. Unless you went to Alabama, you don't care.
Roll down tide.
And by the way, like a sick player like Trayvon Diggs, basically all he does is return kicks for Alabama. At any other school, pretty much, that guy would be catching like 70 balls.
I get so bitter when Saban wins. But the third and – I'll tell you what, another key play was the 3rd-and-7 that T.T. got out of when he was – Georgia had dead to rights.
Scramble.
For about a 10-yard loss.
Right.
And he gets the first down, and what, two players later, throws a touchdown?
Right. That was actually a sick run. They're re-showing it right now.
Oh, that was just a huge play.
He would look like he was dead to rights going right, and then somehow got out of it and went left.
Yeah. But he's a tot in terms of size, height at least, right? He's about 5'11".
Yeah.
Is he? He's got it.
But, man, he was really good last night.
He could do it all.
Mm.
So, anyway, what is that
but
now
college
for
football, it works. You can be Baker Mayfield. You can be 5'11", 6 feet, whatever they list yet, and you can thrive in college football. Then the pros are just going to draft some guy who's 6'6".
Speaking of, I'm looking at CBS Sports' latest mock draft, and they have Cleveland selecting Sam Darnold with the number one pick, and then the Colts with the 3rd pick selecting Barkley, the running back from Penn State, which makes a lot of sense. And then the next quarterback to go is Josh Rosen at number 5 to Denver. And then they have Baker Mayfield going 6 to the Jets.
Wow.
Cranking them out.
Seems kind of high.
They actually have 5 quarterbacks going in the first round. Later in the first round, they have Josh Allen and the other kid. God, what's the other kid's name? Mason Rudolph.
If I'm Cleveland,
so
I don't
know Lamar Jackson.
No Lamar Jackson. I've seen him as a 4th-round projection.
Wow.
It's, you know, he didn't play well late.
I don't know but burn the number one pick on Sam Darnold.
I think he is so raw.
He's not ready.
I don't know. There's a lot of picks.
It seems
like a very Clevelandy type pick.
But he has probably the most talent.
Yeah, but can you harness it and develop it? I don't know.
Rosen probably has as much.
Yeah, but you might have thought, this is what I thought. Draft Carson Wentz that high?
Yeah.
He didn't even play at a big school.
Yeah, maybe get lucky. But look, if you're 6'4 and you got a gun, you're going to get drafted high.
Yeah.
But you're right. Darnold is not ready.
The criticism I heard of Rosen, it's true, is that he got hurt every year. Every year he got hurt.
Yeah, concussion problems.
And our guy Dave Bartu, I believe, said he didn't have much of a quarterback effect.
Yeah, he likes guys that elevate the program.
Right.
He's high on Peterman.
He's our new quarterback whisperer.
You know who didn't elevate the program was Jim Mora. That's who didn't elevate the program.
That's a good point.
Because he was poo. Yeah. But whoever gets drafted by Cleveland is going to be awful. I don't care if it's Darnold or if it's Rosen.
All right, let's real quick spend a couple of these calls. Let's go to Carlos in Largo. Carlos, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Sure.
What's up, Los?
I want to talk about, you guys talked about Saban being a Belichick. They coached together in Cleveland.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Belichick was the head coach in Cleveland.
Yes.
Saban was one
of the coaches. They're the same person.
Exactly. And this is another thing. Talking about Belichick in Cleveland, how come that history is like wiped from Belichick's slate. Nobody ever talks about how terrible he was of a head coach, but all the talent and the coaching talent that he had in Cleveland, he couldn't win to save his life. I think he had one winning season out of about 5 or 6 seasons.
Yeah,
but people do talk about it. People do talk about
it's
it.
It's a footnote when you win 5 Super Bowls.
Yes, people don't care about what happened in Cleveland.
I think
at that
they considered A, kind of a learning deal, and B, Cleveland.
And also, right. He got hooked because he had a losing record with Drew Bledsoe. And then Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and Tom Brady took over, and the rest is history.
Right.
Well, it underscores the fact that he's Belichick. He had to cheat to win. He couldn't win in the conventional fashion in Cleveland. He had to start cheating to win. He had to do whatever upper hand he could get.
I sleep on Spygate. Yeah, I sleep on that at this point.
There is that, too.
It's another footnote.
It's very minor.
But who was his quarterback for most of his years in Cleveland? Was it Vinny?
I don't know. He might have even had Kozar. Did he have Kozar back then?
It's between 91 and 95 when he coached Cleveland.
By the way, you're forgetting his stint as the Jets coach.
For
was
a
that
press
a day
conference.
Or less than a day?
That was like a press conference.
Yeah.
And that was it. Let's go. TJ Silver Spring, real quick. TJ, what's up, man? Y'all on the Junks.
Yeah, I just woke up to hear you guys give a lot of credit to Saban. And Saban was thoroughly outcoached for the majority of that game until he threw his starting quarterback under the bus, really. The best call he made all night was subbing Tua in for Hurts. Now, I'll say this. I shudder to think what they're going to do with the next couple of years, provided he doesn't jump for the Giants job or something like that, because the knock on him has always been that despite all of his success, he never had a great passer, and now they have a great passer. It's scary to think what they're going to be able to accomplish. But he didn't look all that impressive. The play calling was uninspired. The kids seemed flat and kind of stunned by the effort that Georgia was bringing to the field. But obviously he made the defining call of the game.
Right.
Well, why
you don't want to give him credit for that?
That's a pretty good coaching move, isn't it?
Yeah, outcoached. He had the starting quarterback.
His finest coaching move is the talent he recruited there in the first place. I don't think it was an especially great game plan. I really don't. But, I mean, they won. It's hard for me to sit here and criticize them in too great of detail. It was definitely the right move to make. I was talking to my buddy at half. I was like, there's no way they do it. But if they don't do it, they're going to get blown out. And he did it.
Well, by the
way,
there's
two sides. National championship.
Maybe he didn't love his offensive game plan, but to me, that defense completely clamped down in the second half. From one long touchdown pass.
I mean,
but
they completely
that,
shut down.
What did they do?
From the middle of the third quarter until the end of the game, they completely dominated Fromm.
They adjusted. I think Fromm got nervous, too. And I think Fromm's play calling got the same thing happened with Baker Mayfield in the overtime. When these guys seize up, they got a great playmaker under center, and then they start to see the field's getting a little shorter and the situation's getting a little tighter, and they freak out. They did it to Baker Mayfield, and Smart did it to Fromm last night. You got to try to go and win, man. I mean, from 2nd and 26, they let Tua kid air it out like that. You got to go for the win at some point. And I think it was as much Tua making a great play, saving, committing to Tua, and then Smart getting tight there in overtime and costing his team.
But you don't want to give Saban any credit. He's got 6 titles.
Yeah.
All right,
I didn't say that, Lurch. I said I give him a ton of credit. I think what he does is actually more impressive than Belichick because the turnover. It's remarkable. He goes out and finds new kids every year and builds his own little militia down there in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I'll say this. You also got to give him a ton of credit. I know you said it. You got to give him a ton of credit for having the balls to go out there and take his guy out, who's an All-American, and say, sorry.
It's a huge move, yeah.
You're just not getting it done with 3 completions.
Right.
And I got to put in my freshman.
Yeah,
but
people saw
freshman.
It coming, though. People were kind of predicting it on the broadcast.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you could see it coming.
Maybe, but it's still a ballsy move.
Phone
it
numbers 800-636-1067. We're going to chime in later in the program. Jay Beagle joins us. We will talk some Capitals. They've been on fire. He'll join us at 840. Randy Cross talks some college football at 720. And Will Brinson on the NFL at 8 o'clock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You know, told you for years I love that show Elite 11 with Trent Dilfer. And when I woke up this morning and saw Alabama won, I turned it off. It was 13-7. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when it got to 13-7, because it was 13-0 at halftime, I figured, you know what, Alabama's going to win.
They're probably going
to
win.
And the story was that they had inserted two in for Jalen Hurts. I was like, oh, I know that guy. That's the guy that Trent Dilfer was just raving about at the Elite 11. Just listen to these clips about how glowingly he spoke of Tua, who apparently, by the way, in a combine setting, they do these drills where he has the top 11 high school quarterbacks in the country go through what guys do for their pro day in the combine. Tua scored better than Andrew Luck, apparently. Mm. Listen to Trent Dilfer.
Tua, the dual threat, zone read, whatever you want to call him, you could throw that out the window. It was Tua, the passer.
Tua, that's perfect.
Literally jaw-dropping pro day stuff.
Oh! Oh!
I could have put him with Andrew Luck's pro day. That's how good Tua's pro day script was.
You've gotten so much better.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
45. New leader.
Tua, stand up. I challenged you about 6 weeks ago to stand up. And I said, you're a heck of a football player. You're an incredible athlete, but I didn't see the discipline in your game to be a quarterback. I could not have been more wrong. And I'm so happy I was wrong. Of all the kids I've ever coached, I've never seen one improve more rapidly than you. You have uniqueness in you. Your arm talent is supreme. But I think it pales in comparison to what you have in here. You have something really special in here as well. And you will change the world. I am so proud of you that you're the 2016 Elite 11 MVP.
I mean, he's like emotional.
Dilfer gets like
sounds like they
the
want
time.
To get a room together.
What is Dilfer doing now?
I'm not sure.
He's bitter.
He got canned by
bitter.
ESPN. Yeah. I don't know if he landed some other gig. He might be doing local radio for some
guarantee
reason.
Guarantee he's podcasting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the country is.
Hmm. Yeah, well, Tua was.
And he does the Elite 11.
It was impressive last night.
And the Elite 11, I think, has exploded to some extent because when I started watching it a few years ago, they didn't have as many players involved. Now, obviously, there's the top quarterbacks, and they narrow it down. They go all across the country, narrow it down to the top 11. I like it because you see where the guys are going to.
I mean, a little bit of hyperbole. Did he say he was going to change the world in that clip?
I
mean, come on. He's a quarterback.
Hmm. But the guys who win that MVP in the Elite 11, if you look at the list, they turn out to be guys like Jameis Winston or the guy that just won the national championship as a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. 40
not all of them.
40% of kids, quarterbacks who go to Elite 11 camp end up transferring.
Transferring from their college?
From their first one.
Yeah, I mean.
But how about the winners, the MVPs?
Because they're probably going to elite schools where they have other
right.
elite players.
Like Eason.
And everybody wants to play. Not everybody can play, so you got to transfer.
Yeah. Well, that's why Eason, I mean.
But Dilfer gets
no,
like
there's
that.
There's no way Eason can stay at Georgia.
Dilfer gets like that with a lot of
and
the
unless
guys.
Unless Jalen Hurts is going to play a different position, he's not going to sit behind
that's
TJ.
Why I say that's going to be interesting to see what happens at Maryland with Piggy and the other kid.
Hill.
The Hill kid.
Yeah.
Which one's going to stay? Which one's going to. My guess is Piggy's going to leave.
Yeah.
They tore their ACL within like weeks of each other. So they're basically on the same rehab path. They're going to be back right at the same time. So.
Maybe they each stay one more year, and then whoever wins out, the other guy leaves. If you want to play quarterback at the next level.
There's a similar situation at Penn State because Tommy Stevens was a pretty highly recruited quarterback, 6'4", out of Indiana.
He was a part of that Elite 11.
Yeah, he's stud. Fast, big arm, and Trace beats him out, right, 2 years ago. Well, he was a redshirt then, so right now Stevens will be entering his junior year.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm wrong because there was some kid from the Elite 11 that was committed to Penn State. Like McCaffrey was one going to Michigan. So a lot of these guys haven't played
Clifford.
This year because they're freshmen.
Who was it?
Sean Clifford or something like that?
Yeah, maybe. That could be him.
But that's a true freshman.
But anyway, so Stevens is 6'4", prototypical size, can run. He's a lot like Andrew Luck.
So he can wait for a senior year and just play a senior year.
Play 1 year.
Yeah.
Or he can transfer and play two.
Right. Well, now it can't transfer if you already redshirted.
Well, not anymore.
No,
but
he's got no choice now.
But that's what I'm saying. So when he loses his job to Trace last year, I'm thinking, well, why would Tommy Stevens stay there? But he's going to stay.
He's decided to stay, yeah. And yeah. He's going to try to play
I actually think the kid could play tight end. I mean, that's how athletic he is. But
and maybe Jalen Hurts stays.
That's what I said.
Maybe he even starts next year. I mean,
I don't think he'll start.
I would doubt it, but he runs. So if you want to go to the typical Alabama-style offense where you run the football and run that read option
so
and pound the football, I know, but he's smaller.
He's
clearly
6'1".
Is the better thrower. He's listed as 6'1". I would telling you he's shorter than that.
Yeah. Maybe, but not by much. Hurts is about 6'2". He's listed about 6'2", and TT is about 6'1". He's a little bit smaller.
I'm very confused about Jacob Eason, because apparently his dad is Tony Eason, but not the Tony Eason that played for the Patriots.
A different Tony. A nub Eason? A nub Tony Eason?
No, he's not nubs. He went to Notre Dame, but didn't play for the Patriots. It's very confusing.
That is confusing.
This year's Elite 11 MVP?
Yeah.
Kid named Justin Fields?
Oh, yeah, Fields.
Where do you think he's committed to?
No
Alabama.
Idea.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Well, he'll play Bobby Fromm.
Fromm's legit.
The rich get richer.
He'll redshirt.
Yeah, I think Fromm's legit.
And then Fromm will
leave in 2 years.
Yeah, Fromm will go after junior year. Right. So he'll still start for, what, 2 years?
Let's go to Peter in Burke. Hey, Peter, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I know the statute of limitations has passed for Jason, but since JP and Cakes weren't there, last week, I'd like to wish you a...
Yeah, happy new year.
But, yeah, that was an amazing game. I wanted to ask what you thought the sort of the pivotal turning point was. Jason already mentioned the third and seven scramble by Tua, but...
we also mentioned earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was third and seven. I thought it was the
second interception.
Yeah, when Fromm just gave it right back to Bama after the pick.
Yeah,
when he beamed it into the guy's helmet and went up in the air.
Yeah.
But I'm a Bulldogs fan for the same obscure reason that I'm a Braves fan. Growing up in New Jersey, but I was going to cheer for Rutgers. But yeah, you sort of had I got way too cocky at halftime, and I dozed off on the couch maybe about halfway through, and I was waking up to the Bama kicker missing the field goal there, and I wanted to thank Jason. He gives me great pleasure now. Anytime I watch any college football game, when a kicker misses a kick, I just think about the college kickers. And
how long was that
rant?
How long was that?
I thought
kick?
It was like 25. I thought it was like 28 yards, but I could be wrong.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But,
thank you, Peter. Appreciate it, buddy.
Great game.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You too, buddy.
I mean, can you imagine if Georgia wins that game after him missing that kick at the end of regulation?
He
missed one early too, right?
I think
because remember that it was the false start.
But he made it, and they called it a false start.
Yeah,
he did make one though. I think in the game.
Yeah, I think at one point they said he was 15 for 16.
I think he was 12 for 12 inside 40 going into that game. So
he had been a reliable.
He made
kicker.
One. He made one after Fromm threw the pick.
Oh, yeah. The Georgia kicker hit a 51-yarder in overtime.
Yeah,
I think that's the guy with the goggles.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got big leg.
Big nerd. Big leg.
College kicker hits a 51-yarder in overtime.
I get so psyched for kickers. Unlike Jason, I like kickers.
Not college kickers.
It's hard, man.
NFL kickers, maybe. Not college kickers.
Who's the guy? Oh, yeah, it was in the playoff game where the guy hit the 58. Was it Gano hit the 58-yarder?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, but he also missed a chippy.
He did miss a chippy earlier.
In the game.
It hurt him. It hurt
definitely
him
hurt him.
Because they could have kicked in the field goal late instead of going for the touchdown.
I guarantee you when he hit the long one, Skins fans are going, oh, we let another kicker go. That's a guy that could be kicking for the Skins.
That was a long time ago, though. Those guys bounce around typically. But, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
That was a great game.
Another national championship for Alabama.
It's fun to watch.
And we won't have to think about it for a long time now.
That's right. All right, until August.
Although I am starting to get, like I say, I'm starting to get geeked up every day. I'm kind of checking the mock drafts to see where everybody's sliding in now.
Stunning to me that your CBS mock draft had that many quarterbacks going that early.
Five quarterbacks going in the first round. None of them
need a quarterback.
Named Lamar Jackson.
Well, in a different sport, I checked NBADraft.net. It has Bruno Fernando from the Terps going 14th.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
No. That kid is a great
athlete. I'm not kidding.
But he
he's 6'10", and he's just a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he is.
Dang, he's like one.
I told my son, I was like,
Bagley's
enjoy him while he's
there.
You might get him for 1 or 2 years.
Give me the top three.
Ayton from Arizona's got
to
be up there, too.
I'll have to look it up.
Oh, that's the 7-footer?
Yeah, he's 7 feet. Yeah.
Is Bagley truly?
Bagley's 3 on this list. It's DeAndre.
Is he really like 18 or is he like 21? Like a 21-year-old?
He looks like he's 30.
He looks like he's 50.
Yeah,
they have Ayton going 1.
I can't believe they have Trey Young going 2. That's
and
unbelievable.
Bagley 3, Porter 4th, and Bamba 5th to the Kings.
There's no chance they're taking anybody's taking Trey Young 2.
Porter's going fourth. That's the guy that played like 4 minutes of college basketball.
Yeah, he hurt his back, yeah.
Well, his back will heal. He's young. He's resilient.
Well, it's like Kyrie Irving. How much did Kyrie Irving play at Duke?
I think he played eight games or something.
A few games.
Yeah.
God, he's so sick.
So they got 8-1. They've got Trae Young, too. I can't imagine that.
Trae Young. Don't know anything about
him.
He's
the freshman from Oklahoma. Really good player.
But he can drain it.
Oh, is that the guy they compare to Curry?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 6'2". I mean, there's no chance I'm going to take a 6'2 player over 6'11".
Oh, you wouldn't take Curry? I mean, what if he legitimately does compare to Curry?
Well, Curry's a little bit bigger, but that's a lot to ask if you're going to compare him to Curry.
It is.
Well, by the way, Boston has the number 2 pick in the draft upcoming. That's great. Great for Wiz fans.
And they'll get Gordon Hayward back.
Yeah. That is no bueno for Wiz fans.
Has Hayward been ruled out for sure? Because I could see him coming back come playoff time. All he did was, he had no ligament damage, right? All he did was break his bone. I mean, I understand it snapped.
It was a gross leg snap.
His foot was like this. I understood, but that'll heal probably quicker than ligament damage and that sort of thing.
He didn't have any ligament damage? Surprised he didn't.
I don't know if he did or not.
I can't remember. But if he didn't have ligament damage,
guys come back quicker and quicker.
If he didn't have ligament damage, I could see him coming back. I really could.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule it out. I don't know that they have. But
I think a lot of times they end up ruling out just to play it safe.
Right.
Like, jeez, we're not in baseball season, so I'm forgetting his name.
Adam Eaton. Yeah.
He was running around.
Sure. Well, you could be running around by about your fourth month from ACL. Yeah. You could be doing quite a lot of stuff.
Well, you've got, 4 months before playoffs start?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I think they should err on the side of caution, personally.
Oh, I know you
as
do.
As a Wiz fan. Yeah, you don't want to let him heal.
You don't want to see any more good players.
Yeah, it's fine. He can stay on the sideline in a suit, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's not going to affect the Wizards this year. You believe the Wizards are going to get beyond the Celtics this year without Gordon Hayward?
I'm just grasping. Who knows what happens in the playoffs?
He just doesn't want to see Gordon Hayward
happen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hold on. What are you suggesting?
My point is the Celtics are already better than
the Wiz?
The Wizards.
I don't know. I was encouraged when we played them heads up recently.
I
didn't think they were so dominating.
Look, there's not great separation. Last year, they took them to 7. Now it's a totally different team. But
I think this team without Hayward and just the makeup of it is less than last year's team.
I don't know. They're pretty good, dude. They're 33-10.
They play great defense.
They had an incredible run there where they won like 16 games in a row or whatever they did.
I know that they hit a rust, but they won 6 straight. I mean, they're pretty good.
I'm not saying they're not good.
I'm not saying they're as good. I don't know if they're as good as last year.
I think we match up okay with them.
But Kyrie's damn good. So
Kyrie's unbelievable, but let him get his 50, and I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
We have a better chance to beat him this year than we did last year.
When's the Wiz next game? They're playing the Jazz.
Tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
About that time to start getting geeked up for the Wiz cakes.
Wiz and Caps.
Hello, I've been geeked up since the opening tip.
Oh, I haven't.
They played the Sixers, I believe, to open the season.
I have. First 20 games, I didn't care.
All right,
starting to get into it now.
Did the Cavs just lose by like 30 last
night? Yes, they got boat raced by the T-Bulls.
It's just the NBA, right?
It's the NBA.
That's the NBA.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Randy Cross is going to join us. We'll get back to college football with him at 720. Jay Beagle for the morning skate as we talk Caps at 840 here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Randy Cross will join us coming up at 7:20. We will talk some college football with him. Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBSSports.com, joins us at 8. The whole New England thing seems to be getting blown over. ESPN tried to make it seem like Kraft and Belichick and Brady can't get along.
Right. I think there's something to it. It didn't come out of nowhere.
I don't think it's a complete fabrication.
Yeah, I think there's something to it.
But I think that they just moved beyond it.
I think it's just going to galvanize them even
further. They're not going to be thinking about it.
Watch what happens when they come out and face the Titans. Would
you be surprised? Let's say they win the whole joint.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be surprised if Belichick walks away? I don't know that I would be.
If you win a 6th Super Bowl, I would not be surprised if Brady would walk away.
I don't think Brady's walking away. I think Brady wants to play.
I would be surprised if he just walked away from that. I mean, the situation is so good. As long as Brady's still there.
No, but see, here's the thing. If you believe the article at all, Belichick has always said when an owner gets involved like that, it's time to get out.
Right.
If you believe that at all.
Mm.
And, you know, he certainly obviously has interest in other spots maybe. And if he knows, look, his thing is phasing out guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't phase out Tom the way he wants to,
yeah,
then I could see a scenario where Belichick, you know, he's a weird
Kraft
dude.
If Kraft is butting in, if I were Belichick, if Kraft starts butting in, I would just look at, I would call a meeting.
I know, but you can't
we're
do that.
Call a
he's
meeting.
The owner.
I'm
going to count
my rings. I'm going to say, do you like the results?
Does Kraft not like to win?
Do you like championships? Do you like building a dynasty? Butt out, okay? Mm. You own, let me coach, let me run the whole thing. You don't need to.
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Pipe in.
I mean, I could see a scenario where
at some point the dynasty is going to end. I just don't see it ending after this year. I could be wrong, but Tom Brady looks like he's, you know, he says he wants to play till 50. I mean, he's not going to play till 50, but, you know, I think he's got a couple more.
He wants to play another three or four more years.
He's got a couple more good years. Can't imagine he's going to play for someone else other than Belichick. So, you know, we'll see. I guess it's Belichick.
Well, I think
it's Belichick's call.
I think if Belichick left, Brady wouldn't care. He'd play for the next guy.
Depend on who it is.
I don't see Brady quitting. If Belichick left and then was, you know, was like interested in other jobs or wanted to take a year off and then come back, I don't think Brady would quit. No chance.
I don't know. We'll see.
He likes to play. Competitor. I'd be stunned. Now, I'm not predicting Belichick's leaving, but I think there's where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on.
I think that he was definitely upset. He definitely banned that guy Guerrero from the sidelines. That all stuff is true. I just don't know if it's something that makes him break. And the whole Garoppolo thing, moving over to San Francisco.
Well, it totally makes sense that the reason why they made the deal is that he likes the Shanahans. They got a better offer from Cleveland. He didn't care. He wanted to take care of Jimmy. He also wanted to take care of Kyle because he likes him. And so, you know, they just basically they
hooked
just,
him.
Just hooked him.
Yeah.
I mean, it fell out of the ceiling. Jimmy Garoppolo just fell out of the ceiling right in Kyle Shanahan's lap.
Kyle,
the
you're
best
welcome.
Move they've ever made. Yeah. Best move San Francisco's ever
Belichick
made.
Just completely hooked him. Just called him up out of nowhere.
And just hoard Cleveland.
Yeah, just said not Cleveland off
for the first round pick.
Yep, didn't care. Wanted him to go to the Shanahans, respects the Shanahans. I remember GP telling us a story when he was walking around the winter meetings with Mike Shanahan and how, like, Bill Belichick would just come up there and just jock Mike Shanahan. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, the respect that Mike Shanahan had when he would walk through the building. All the coaches just going up to him, including Bill Belichick.
Pre-Redskins fiasco or during?
Post.
Post the Redskins.
Yes. In other words,
Still have respect.
Yes, that was the point. That even
Shanahan had to deal with RG3.
He had to deal with the toxic
and
Redskins
he had to deal
atmosphere.
With Dan and Bruce. Dan, yeah. Dan, Bruce, and RG3. Could you imagine a worse nightmare?
No
wonder Kirk may want to get the hell out of
there. That is a toxic mix right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think Belichick or Brady are going anywhere. They're going to be back next year.
I think Brady will be back 100%. I bet any amount of money Brady will be back.
He probably
I wouldn't make that same bet on Belichick. Huh?
He's probably going to win the MVP this year.
Yeah.
Well, he should.
Brady's going to be back 100%.
He should win the MVP.
Any amount of money that. I would not make that same bet about Belichick, though. I think he's an enigma, and I think he likes to have control, and I think he likes, you know, he's got a pattern of getting rid of guys before, a little bit before their time, you know, kind of stay ahead of the curve on some of that stuff.
Let's see. Kraft could back off, too. They win another Super Bowl. He could back off a little bit.
Maybe.
I see that happening.
See, you know how you started the show talking about how much you hate Nick Saban and he won his sixth national championship?
I mean, I don't hate him. It's such a strong word.
Right, but
I do not root for
Bill Belichick. I'm not a Steelers guy.
Well, who does?
I have no reason to root for the Steelers, but man, do I want the Steelers to beat him. And I'm just jumping ahead because I find there to be no chance that the Steelers don't play the Patriots in the AFC championship.
I would be shocked.
Blake Bortles is going to outduel Big Ben in a huge playoff setting. I find it hard to believe.
In Pittsburgh?
No way.
Look,
I understand the Jags have great defense.
Big Ben having a terrible game against them, that's still in the back of my brain because he was awful against them in the regular season. He was talking about retirement.
Yeah.
It was so bad. But he has to bounce back in this
spot. The team's
spot,
a little bit
think.
Better now than they were in week five.
Plus, they have Bell. Bell's up at full speed, touching the ball like 27, 29 touches
well,
per
now,
game.
But Brown's got to be healthy, too. And who knows how healthy he is.
I think he's 100%, according to a report.
We'll see.
That I saw yesterday.
We'll see.
I also don't believe.
We haven't played in 3 weeks, so hopefully.
I also don't believe that Ben Roethlisberger is going to retire after this year. No. I refuse to believe it. If he does, got more power to him, I don't believe it.
What are you going to do?
What's Big Ben
going to do the rest of his life?
Your whole life. I mean, you're rich. He's probably made $150 million. He can do whatever he wants, but I think that this is what you do, and you squeeze out as much as you can.
Even if he loses to Brady again, you don't see it?
I don't see it. I really don't, but. I put color me stunned if Ben Roethlisberger retires.
Well, he should have beat Brady in the regular season. The game should be in Pittsburgh. In my opinion, the referees took it away. Jesse James caught that ball, brought it to his body. That's a catch, and then he extended.
Didn't finish the catch.
Well, didn't finish the catch before he crossed.
They made the right call based on the rule.
Yeah, garbage rule.
Okay, well, don't blame the
refs. I think garbage interpretation. And then Ben just tossed the ball to the Patriots. On that stupid fake spike.
Yeah, another loser. Can't beat Tom. Doesn't matter where it is. And you certainly can't beat him up there. I'll be rooting for him, though. I think they'll have a shot. Even though a good friend of mine's a huge Steeler fan, and all he talks about is Steelers.
That has to be annoying.
Oh,
no, it is just annoying.
I almost root against the Steelers. I don't care who they play. That. Just really? Because of that.
Yeah. So every time you see this person, he just brings up the Steelers. Every single
text,
time.
Phone calls, emails.
If you had to bet, and I bet the Steelers could
Steelers
win
could,
this.
Could do nothing wrong. Right. It's always someone else's fault.
Yeah. Which team's fan base is most likely to have a tattoo of their team? I think it's Steeler fan base.
Probably a good call. Raiders, maybe, but Steelers has to be up there.
Definitely. There's so many people I've seen with Steelers
tattoos. So many Yinzers with Steelers ink. So many of them.
And then if you ever go to Pittsburgh, we go to Pittsburgh all the time for volleyball tournaments. Also because of the Penguins, everything is black and gold. It is so incredibly tilting and annoying.
The whole town is that way. I agree with you 1,000%.
The bridges, it's just annoying.
I went to a sports shop in Pittsburgh, and I understand when you go to one here in D.C., most things are Caps, Nats.
Or should be.
But there are other teams represented. I went to the sports shop in Pittsburgh. There wasn't one other team represented.
There isn't.
No, they don't exist.
They also dip their French fries in mayonnaise.
That's so gross.
Okay? I mean, that's just that part of the world.
And one of those famous sub shops or whatever around them is called Pamani's or whatever.
Pamani Brothers.
Well, they put like French fries
in there.
Put
the fries right on top of your sandwich.
Way overrated. I've never
tried it.
I tried it, and it was dumb.
Look, I'm
not even that tasty.
I've been to Pittsburgh twice in the last 10 years. Once was for the Winter Classic. Caps got the win, by the way. I know it's hollow. It's regular season.
Hang a banner.
Second time for a visit at the University of Pittsburgh. I don't have any plans on going back. It's a fine city.
I actually don't mind the city.
Yeah, I don't think it's a decent city.
It's a nice city. It's annoying all the black and yellow.
I'll be fine never going there. My entire life. I've never been to Pittsburgh.
No, it's pretty
cool.
It's
okay.
It's like a poor man's San Francisco, in my opinion. It's kind of hilly. I don't know. I get iced.
It's definitely hilly.
I'd much rather go to San Fran.
San Fran just pones it. It's just butt far.
It'd be better if your daughter goes to Pitt.
Is she looking at it?
She roots for Kevin Stallings. Is it Kevin Stallings at the head coach?
No chance my daughter's going to Pitt.
Why? Is that a bad school?
No, but I mean, she doesn't even know where Pitt is.
Well, his son applied to Pitt.
Yeah.
That's his
son.
Is
Pitt a good school? I don't even know.
It's actually a decent school.
Is it?
Yeah.
My daughter doesn't want to go north. She wants to go south. And I don't have a problem with that either.
What about out west? Does she want to go out? Do you have her, like...
Nah.
I don't know, he wants her to go somewhere in Virginia.
I don't want...
That's what I know.
No, I don't have a problem with going to Carolinas. I don't want her to go somewhere where she has to fly home.
You want it relatively close.
Yeah, I want it within, 6-7 hours.
6 or 7 hours is a flight for me. My kid will be at the flight.
Well, you're going to be spending a lot of money.
He already bought her a car.
Southwest.
Yeah, but she might not be able to have a car as a freshman, so might have to go down there. A lot of schools don't allow it for parking. Yeah, a lot of kids.
So you can have a car, but where are you going to park it?
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, there's no law against having a car, but you can't park it on campus.
Right.
Yeah. Possibility, depending on where they go.
All right, phone numbers always. You want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.